A renewed plea for eligible Australians to get the booster shot amid the continuing rise in COVID-19 cases. New physical distancing restrictions announced in South Australia. And in sport, the Sydney to Hobart yacht race gets underway with a reduced fleet. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The COVID-19 infection count continues to grow in New South Wales, where Health Minister Brad Hazzard has warned every Australian will likely catch the Omicron variant. A new record daily case count of 6,394 was reported on Boxing Day. No deaths were reported, but hospitalisations are up to 458 from 388. There are 52 people in ICU. The majority are unvaccinated. Mr. Hazzard urged everyone who is eligible to get the booster shot.
Bottom line here is that we would expect that pretty well everybody in New South Wales at some point will get Omicron. We're all going to get Omicron. And if we're all going to get Omicron, the best way to face it is when we have full vaccination, including our booster.
The Victorian government says it's responding to the increased demand at testing sites in Melbourne. After reaching capacity, a number of testing sites across the city were forced to close before 9 a.m. Some other sites were reporting wait times of 4 hours. It comes as the state recorded 1,608 new COVID-19 cases. There are 374 COVID patients in hospital, with 77 in intensive care. Victorian Government Minister Jala Pulford says authorities are aware of the issue and are adjusting.
There are some interstate jurisdictions that have placed additional requirements on people travelling, and that is adding to the demand. We have provided additional resourcing. We've also adjusted the hours of operation for the testing centres. I think there are more than 250 operating across the state.
South Australia is removing the requirement for PCR tests for interstate arrivals and introducing new measures after the state recorded its highest daily caseload of the pandemic, 774 new COVID-19 cases. The cap on home gatherings will be reduced from 30 people to 10, and density caps are being reintroduced for hospitality venues and indoor gyms. The 4-square-metre rule will apply to indoor hospitality venues, while indoor gyms will operate under a 1-person-per-7-square-metre rule. Premier Stephen Marshall says interstate arrivals will be asked to use rapid antigen tests,
so that they make sure that they're not spreading a disease if they come back in. But the incidence of Omicron in South Australia now is at that level where our major priority in terms of testing is going to be fairly and squarely focused on those people who have symptoms. This is absolutely crucial, and those people who are close contacts.
The National Retail Association says Boxing Day sales figures are at levels which haven't been seen in 11 years. Australians are expected to spend $2.9 billion in store and a further $1.2 billion online. The National Retail Association says pent-up demand from consumers stuck in lockdown throughout the year is driving the sales, with the most purchased items including clothing, footwear and jewellery. At the Chadstone Shopping Centre in Melbourne, these shoppers say they're happy to buy in-store.
We actually came here really early, like about 6 a.m, just to go shopping here. Yeah, it's crazy. There's so many people.
Like, I'm not too stressed about people around. We've all got masks on. Most of us are vaccinated. I think we're fine. I think it's fine. And you know what? We just got to get out and enjoy life. Been cooped up for so long.
Seeing so many people outside, people are enjoying, business are growing up. So it's a new start for us. It's a new year.
And in sport, the Sydney to Hobart fleet has been reduced down to 87, with a last-minute withdrawal of both due to injury and COVID-19. A hand injury has led the skipper of the Min River to pull out of the race. Positive COVID-19 tests saw the withdrawals of the vessels the Protagonist and the Willow. Maverick 49 says it's withdrawing over concerns about the risks of exposure to the virus. Here's how the race was called on Channel 7 as the vessels travelled towards Manly and through the Heads, with Scallywag in front, followed by Blackjack and Law Connect.
So David Witt wins the honours to the Heads, 5 minutes 15. No record there, but he wouldn't worry about that. Blackjack coming in, tilting the boat to windward.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, very hot, partly cloudy 40. Adelaide, mostly sunny 26. Melbourne, becoming sunny 23. Hobart, cloudy 18. The same for Canberra, a top of 19. Wollongong, showers 20. Showers also for Sydney, 24. Newcastle, a few showers, 24. Brisbane, showers 27. Showers also in Cairns, 32. And Darwin, rain, possible storm, 30. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.